Libya is still months away from a new government, and the infrequent international flights to Tripoli are packed with business people, all of them looking to land contracts with the oil-rich nation. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Tripoli, the Turks and Europeans appear to be moving quickly, while the Americans seem to be several steps behind.
The plush confines of the Rixos Hotel used to be the gilded holding pen for international journalists trying to cover the Libyan revolution. On a recent afternoon, however, the ostentatious lobby and cool gardens hosted hastily organized meetings between Libyans and a swarm of Turks representing 150 different companies. Turkey has never been shy about doing business in Libya, handling tens of billions of dollars in projects for the Gaddafi regime. Some of these businessmen are here to check on existing projects, while others are looking to ink fresh deals with Libya's new leaders, whoever they may turn out to be. Firzat Merkan is with Dorcha, an Ankara-based contractor and manufacturer of prefab buildings. With projects in Kazakhstan, Iraq, and Gaddafi's Libya, the firm has proved that you can do business with just about anyone. Still, he prefers a transparent, free market-oriented government and hopes that's what's coming to the new Libya.
Of course, Libya is a huge market. However, so we have elections in the near future, so many things maybe start slowly, but it will come. And the new government, I think, not elected yet, but it's from the center of the people. So when you work with them, you feel more comfortable, of course.
As trade meetings continue, so does speculation about which countries may become Libya's favored trade partners. Some suggest that Russia and China will face a cool reception, at least at first, for their opposition to the NATO air campaign in Libya. France, Italy, and Qatar, early recognizers of the Transitional National Council, are expected to be viewed with favor, and the Germans also have strong oil and gas ties here. Largely absent so far is the U.S. Amid the sea of Turks at the Rixos Hotel gathering was a lone Libyan-American, Omar Khatali, with a mergers and acquisitions company in Atlanta.
There's tremendous opportunities in tourism, energy sectors, agriculture, construction, medical. The country needs hospitals. There's quite a bit in here, and I think the American businessmen do need to be here. Everybody's asking.
Not everyone is in a hurry. Analysts note that only a limited number of infrastructure contracts are likely to be awarded in the short term. Meanwhile, crucial regulatory and tax structures remain up in the air. Yusuf Yildiz, commercial counselor at the Turkish embassy here, says even though the Turks are showing up early, they have an eye on the longer term.
We see Libya, beside Egypt, as a gate to the other African countries as well. So that's why industrialization and development of Libya is the very important issue. So we will focus on that issue.
For example, Yildiz says the state-owned companies created under Gaddafi are likely to be privatized now. He anticipates that foreign investors will still need Libyan partners, but hopefully under more transparent conditions.
My opinion is they are going to set the regulations like the Gulf countries, at least 51-49 partnership. That system is going to be established. But it will take years for this.
For the Turks and many others, the risks are worth it to get or regain a foothold in a country with lucrative resources and a burning desire to spread the wealth across a population long trapped under Gaddafi's boot. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Tripoli.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.